Amy swore she smiled nonstop throughout the next hour thinking about her lunch with Tony. In a million years, she never would have been able to guess that not only would the man she'd been secretly drooling over for months seem to like her back, but he'd ask her out on a date as well. There was no way when they got around to it that she'd beat him on her little obstacle course. First, he was obviously still in great shape, and second, because she wanted that kiss more than she wanted to win. And that was saying something, since she had always been uber competitive. Mrs. Brown might be interesting to work with. Some days she was Miss Congeniality and others she was Mrs. Grouchy Pants. But her class was amazingly fun to teach. Old enough to not follow blindly what someone in a position of authority did, but young enough that they still wanted to please her and they weren't afraid to cut loose and have fun. They had loved the course she'd set up. The weights they had to drag were heavier than what the younger kids used, and they were required to do more sit-ups and pull-ups, but overall, the course was the same. Since the older students were faster at it, everyone got to go through it several times. Amy had races and gladly timed every single student, happy when no one seemed disgruntled when they were beaten by a classmate. All in all, the 30 minutes had been perfect. Now the anticipation was kicking in. Tony should be by with his class any minute now. Just as she had the thought, she saw him standing at the door to the gym, his class most likely lined up in the hallway, waiting for permission to enter. She blew her whistle to get the fourth grader's attention. "Gather round, everyone. Come here." When the 20 or so kids were all in a circle around her, Amy squatted down and told them what the plan was. "For the last 10 minutes of class, Mr. Santoro has brought his first graders to join us. I want you all to buddy up with them. Everyone is responsible for one of his students. Since you're older, I want you to show them how to go through the obstacle course. Remember to make it fun, and remember that they're littler than you. I'll go and switch out the weights so they're lighter, and please only make them do 1 or 2 sit-ups and push-ups. This isn't the Marines, okay? Any questions?" When no one raised their hand, Amy motioned to Tony, and he led his class inside the gym. "Okay, go pick a buddy and line up behind the tires. Double up with each other when there are no more first graders. Go one at a time. When someone is finished with the tires, the next person can start. Don't bunch up, leave plenty of room. And go!" The fourth graders raced off, eager to show the course to the younger children. Amy tried to have the different grades interact as much as possible, wanting to increase the feeling of camaraderie at the small school. They watched the kids playing for a while until Tony leaned over and whispered, "You haven't changed your mind, have you? About going on a date with you?" When he nodded, Amy was quick to reassure him. "No, have you?" "Nope." "Good, because I've been looking forward to it." He smiled at her, but it quickly disappeared when they heard an odd sound. Tony's head cocked, and they both froze. The kids continued to shriek and laugh as they went through the obstacle course.
"Did you hear that?"
Tony asked her. Amy nodded. "Yeah, I think so, but what was it?" Tony opened his mouth to speak when the sound came again. This time, both Army veterans had no problem discerning what the sound was. "Holy shit," Amy whispered. Both adults stood stock still for half a second before springing into action. Amazingly, it was as if they'd done this before. They worked in sync to get the students to safety. Tony ran toward the doors to the gym while Amy ran toward the children closest to the doors. She didn't dare risk using her whistle to get the attention of the 36 or so children in the room. She took the arms of 2 students and hissed under her breath to the others nearby. "Quickly, everyone to the other side of the gym where the lockers are. Come on, now!"